Good morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹早安。
I'm glad you are all here this morning and looking healthy.
我很高兴今天早上看到各位，然后看到大家好像都蛮健康的。
I'm happy that the swine flu haven't reached this community yet.
我很高兴这个猪流感还没有到这个社区来。
And hopefully it will never will reach this area.
我希望 永远不会到我们这个地区来。
You know, the church decided a number of years ago for this time of the year, in the first week or second week of the year, as the anniversary of our church.
我们很多年前，我们就定五月的第一个星期天为我们教会的周年纪念。
I don't know whether you remember or not, it's sometimes hard to keep track, but officially the start, the church become in existence in February of 1992.
我不晓得有没有人记得或有没有人知道，其实这个教会真正存在是从1992年2月开始的。
I mean, existence means that we are having regular Sunday service since that time. And actually, the church was officially registered with the state of Indiana as a non-profit organization officially in about June of
1992年6月的时候，正式在印第安纳州政府登记立案，成为一个非盈利性的组织。
However, way before that, months before that, a number of family gathered together because they have the vision, they have the burden of starting a Chinese church in this area.
但是早在几个月之前，有几个家庭就有这个感动，有这种负担，就是要在这个地方成立一个教会，所以我们就有至少一个月一次的聚会。
So after a number of meetings, and a lot of prayer meeting and sharing together. In September of 1991, we invited a speaker from California, and we borrowed the Gospel Missionary Church, and we have our first service in that church.
所以经过长时间的祷告，长时间的思考，我们在1991年的9月第一次从加州请来一位讲员。
The families that started this church called themselves co-workers at that time.
那个时候我们开始的几个家庭，我们互称为同工。
And there are average about 12 to 15 of us that gather together frequently in the preparation of the starting of a church.
那个时候大约有十二、十五个同工，15位同工，经常在一起为了这个教会的形式，还有各种各样的事情来思考、来祷告。
The first baptism occurred in 1991 before the church was official.
其实第一次的敬礼是在1991年举行的，这在早在我们正式成立之前，早在1992年之前就已经有敬礼。
But rather than looking back in the past and going through some of the events of the past like we did last anniversary, I would like this time to change the tone a little bit. And I'd like to emphasize with you that now we like to project and move forward.
但是我想我们不要花太多的时间来回顾过去，我们要展望将来。
So on this 18th anniversary of the church, I'd like to share with you some of the important things that we like to look into as a church family as a whole.
所以今天是第18周年的纪念，所以我想今天要跟各位分享，我觉得在教会里面有一些重要的特性。
What is the meaning of our existence here in this community as a Michiana Chinese Christian Church?
我们这个南湾华人教会在这边存在的意义是什么呢？
But rather than going that into that specific, I'd like to share with you some important characteristics that make up a healthy church.
但是我今天所要跟各位分享的就是这个如何成为一个健康的教会，这个一个健康的教会有哪些特点。
You know, Christian faith had the highest ethic and the highest expectation of its believers.
我们基督教信仰信仰有对于美德方面有非常高的期望。
Salvation is straightforward. It's free for everybody who accepts Christ as his or her savior.
救赎的恩典是平平白白的给我们的。
However, the maturity of a Christian life is a different story.
但是要成为一个成熟的基督徒，这又是一个完全不一样的故事。
For all of us, it's a learning process.
对我们每一位来讲，这都是一个持续不断的学习的过程。
And the Bible well illustrated and saw us from past history is a challenging life for every believer.
我们从圣经上面可以看到这个属灵的成长对每一个基督徒都是一个很大的挑战。
And I've been thinking about this matter for quite a while. I just like to share with you what is in my heart and to encourage myself in this journey as well as encouraging all of us here.
所以我要借这个机会来跟各位分享，因为这对我也是一种鼓励，因为我也经过很长的这个学习的过程。
As you heard last week, all of us is part of this church. All of us is as important as any one of us. And in order for this church to be a healthy church, all of us were involved.
我们从上个礼拜的讲道，九荣牧师的讲道，我们知道每一个人都是教会的成员，每一个人都是非常重要的。要让这个教会能够成为一个健康的教会，我们每一个人都必须扮演一个很重要的角色。
So I'd like to share with you today what the Bible taught us and some of the models, some of the important things that we all can learn in our life. Not only become a healthy Christian, but also in the process as a family that we can develop a healthy church.
所以要跟各位分享从圣经上面的教导，我们看到要怎么样子做才我们能够成为一个更为成熟的基督徒，借着这个也成为帮助教会成为一个更健康的教会。
First of all, I would say that none of what I'm going to share with you come out from myself, but it is from the study of many people who are concerned about church activity, and also the basic principle and idea, of course, all come out from the Bible itself.
我要跟各位分享的不是我自己所发明的，而是从许多研究的报告，还有这个探讨，还有当然这个最基本的原则是根据在圣经里面的。
As I emphasized earlier, we are all sinners. We have to live a life struggling with our own flesh, our selfishness. So this is a process we all learn together.
因为我们都是罪人，我们生活在有罪的这个肉身里面，所以我们要经常的在这个与罪挣扎的这个挑战里面生活。
A number of books has been written regarding the function of the church as to its role and also its success or failure.
我们知道有许多的书探讨关于教会的这个功能，教会的存在，教会的成败。
We include even one author who surveyed more than 100 churches, churches of different ethnicity and different background, different denomination. And then from there, from the statistic, they kind of also do some conclusion as well as some of the important factors for church growth and church health.
一个作者他设备了将近100个教会，各种不一样的这个各种不一样的 ethnic background， and 做各种各样的统计上面的探讨。
Some of the things I could share with you today are drawn from some of these studies.
我今天所要探讨的就是从这些这个研究的结果。提出其中的几点。
And all of this information I also try to modify and kind of select some of the more important factors for our own church that are more practical for our own church.
从那里面挑出几个跟我们教会比较有关的。
In order for you to remember these things a little better,
为了让各位能够比较帮助各位记得我今天所要讲的。
So that you will not all forget after you leave the church today and you ask, well, what did you hear or share today in the church? And then you have trouble bringing them back.
我希望各位不会当你离开这个殿堂以后就把我所讲的完全忘记。
I did that a lot myself, so I'm not saying or blaming anybody, but frequently after we have shared, you know, a church, you know, Sunday, and I mean, the next day we forgot exactly what it's all about and forgot most of what we heard or shared.
当然我自己常常是这样子的。
So because of that, I used a little different methodology so that hopefully more of us want to put the mind on it, you'll be able to remember all the main points that I'm going to share with you today.
So 就用一个比较不一样的方法 and 希望各位真的能够记得我所讲的。
The Chinese like the word eight, the number eight.
中国人都喜欢这个八这个字。
They don't like the number four.
他们不喜欢四这个字。
I understand there were houses built in Hong Kong, a lot of China, they don't have a fourth floor.
尤其是在香港，他们没有四楼的。
They skip the fourth floor.
他们四楼就跳过去。
Because they didn't like the number.
因为他们不喜欢这个数字。
The sound of the number.
或者是这个数字的声音。
But anyway, this is incidental. But I just use the word eight so that you remember eight is fa.
但是香港人特别喜欢八，因为八就是发。
It's a word successive of prosperity for the Chinese.
就是发，就是发。
But you remember, so we're going to discuss about eight characteristics.
所以我要跟各位谈八个这个特性，能够使得教会更为健康。
And in order for us to remember also a little better what it is all about, I also use S.
而且我也用了特别用英文的这个 S 这个字。
It's hard to do in Chinese, but in English, it's all these important characteristics start with the letter S.
所以我今天所要探讨的这几个重要的特性呢，就都是从它的第一个字母都是 S.
Now these eight S's are printed in the back of your bulletin, so you can refresh your mind as we go along.
你们如果从周报后面你就可以看到这有八点。
I hope that using this symbolically will help us to remember what are the important things about church growth, about a healthy church.
我希望借着这样子，我可以帮助各位记得有哪这个一个健康教会的八个特点。
You know, a healthy church doesn't necessarily mean a big church or mega church.
其实一个健康的教会不一定是一个很大的教会。
And through this study andReflection, my feeling is that a healthy church is one that we have very close connection with one another.
我感觉我在经过这段时间的思考，我觉得一个健康的教会是弟兄姐妹非常融洽相处，非常close to each other.
We can talk to each other, share with each other as like a family.
我们可以彼此分享，彼此担待，就像家庭里面一样。
I think that's the value of a healthy family and a healthy church.
这是一个健康的教会、健康的家庭的一个价值。
The first important element or characteristic, which I call sacrificial love.
第一个重要的特性就是有牺牲性的爱。
I think this is probably one of the most difficult demand that God has for us as believers.
我相信这是神对所有基督徒一个最最有挑战性、最困难的一个需求。
This kind of love means it's a selfless type of love.
因为这是一个毫无自我的一种爱。
But you're thinking as much, if not more, of others as you think about yourself.
因为你必须经常的想到别人。不是想到自己。
And this is not easy.
And 这是很困难的。
You know the Greek words have three different Greek words to describe love.
我们知道在希腊文里面有三个字是用来跟爱是一样的。
The highest level of love that the Greek word uses is called agape. Agape.
希腊文里面有三个爱的这个字，第一个就是所谓的 agape。
This is the kind of love that is used most in the Bible, mostly in the Bible, in the New Testament.
是在新约里面常常用到的一个字。
This is the kind of love that is demonstrated by Christ when he was hung on the cross for our sin.
这个爱就在基督挂在十字架上面的时候就表现出来了。
When Christ summarized the Ten Commandments into two main commandments, he said, you should love your God with all your heart, mind, and soul. And he said, love your neighbor as yourself.
在当耶稣基督把十诫把十诫缩减成两个重要的这个条律法，他说你必须要尽心尽性尽意爱主你的神，再其次就是爱人如己。
And that is the kind of love, a agape love that Christ demonstrated to all of us in his own life.
这就是耶稣基督他自己以身作则所表现出来的爱。
The other word for love in Greek is philia.
在希腊文还有一个字就是爱的意思，也是就是所谓的 philia。
Philia is the second level, lower level of love. It's a relational love between family, friends.
这是比较次层次的一个爱，是。
This is the more natural human type of love, but that does not involve sacrifice or involve giving yourself.
比较属人性的一种爱，就像家庭里面的成员中间的爱。就是我们人跟人中间的一种关系上面的爱，比较没有需要这个牺牲。
This kind of love we all needed to make things going in community life and society, but it is not, of course, the kind of love, the agape type of love. The agape type of love, I think, if you want to really describe it, is when the Bible tells us that, you know, if The agape type of love is the kind of love that when a friend is willing to die for another friend.
这种的爱就像一个朋友愿意为另外一个朋友牺牲他的生命。
Of course, then there is a third kind of love which, for some reason, because of the content of this kind of love, the Bible didn't even use this particular Greek word, and there is eros.
那第三种的爱在圣经里面几乎没有看过。
But unfortunately, this is the kind of love that Israel is emphasis on the most. Why? Because it is the physical and the sexual type of love.
但是很不幸的，这种爱就是在现今的社会上特别强调的，就是一种肉体上性上面的一种爱。
So today I want to just kind of encourage each one of us, including myself in our life, that we try to use this kind of love as the goal in our life.
当然我今天就希望
in agape, not the eros.
我今天希望鼓励各位，我们就朝着这个目标来走。我们的爱是 agape, 而不是这个 eros.
Why is this kind of love so important?For the healthy family, for the healthy church.
为什么这个对一个健康的教会跟健康的家庭这么重要呢？
Because this is the only kind of love that can bring about acceptance.
因为只有透过这样子的爱，我们才能够彼此接受。
This is the only kind of love that requires to be able to forbear one another weaknesses.
只有透过这样子的爱，我们才能够包容彼此包容。
This is the only kind of love that can make us to give forgiveness in the presence of conflict, disagreement, different opinion. This is the only kind of love that can cover us, give us strength to how to forgive.
只有这种的爱给我们力量，能够原谅。
We don't have to have the same opinion about things.
我们不一定每一个人都同意每一件事情。
We don't have to have the same way.Of doing things.
我们也不是每一个人都能够用同样的方法来做事情。
And some surgeon told me this phrase is that there are different ways to skin a cat.
他们就像你们听过说你要剥一只猫的皮有许多不同的方法。
There are different ways you can do things.
有你有许多不同的方法可以做事情。
And you will never be able to agree with one another different way of doing things.
那很多时候你根本不可能彼此同意。
But if we can focus on the purpose, the goal, the project, no matter what method are the best, there may be more than one or two, but if we can focus together in unity and do that together in spite of different opinion, in spite of different thinking, different way,If we keep God in our mind, because if we keep this as a God-centered way of doing things, then we will be able to forgive one another and move ahead.
但是我们如果专注在我们的目标，我们把神放在我们的中心，那么我们可以同心一意的往前走。
In a way, it's not our fault because we were brought up in a certain way.
其实也不是我们的错，因为我们每一个人都不一样的。神造我们每一个人都不一样。
None of us are identical the same. We all have different personality.
我每个人都有不一样的个性。
We were brought up in different family background, cultural background.
我们每个人成长的家庭环境文化环境都不一样。
It is impossible to look at things the same way.
所以我们不可能每一个人对事情的看法都一样。
But it is possible to look at this as being the right thing to do.
但是我们可以看到这是同样的事情同样的目标。
And in spite of our differences, we can still move on and make this successful working together.
所以即使我们有不同的背景、文化各样的不一样，但是我们可以一起往前走。
Not only is important this idea is important.In the family, but particularly in the church, this is even more important because of the diversity of our background.
这个不仅在家庭里面很重要，但是在整个教会里面更重要，因为教会里面的成员都来自各种不一样的家庭。
But without this kind of love in the background, without this self-sacrificing, humble type of an attitude to work together, we will not be able to achieve our goal.
但是如果没有这种牺牲性的爱，我们就没有办法达到我们的目标。
And frequently, it will lead to separation, splitting.
很多时候就造成教会的分裂。
One important thing is that love is the most important element that is holding things together.
我们知道爱是包容一切的。
You can jot down or try to remember you want. There are a few passages in the Bible in the New Testament.That list of qualities, a list a number of quality about the Christian life.
在新约圣经里面有许多地方谈到这个基督徒生活的一个品质。
I'm not going to have read them, but I'll just mention it. In Galatians chapter 5, 22nd, verses 22nd to 23rd.
在加拉太书第五章第二十二节到第二十四节。
And we read Ephesians today, chapter 4,
1 to 3. 以弗所书第四章第一二三节。
Second Peter, chapter 1.
彼得后书第一章。
Verse 5 to 7.
五到七节。
And then Colossians, we read today, chapter 3, verse 12 to 14 or 17.
还有。格罗西书第三章十二到十七节。
And also in 1 Timothy chapter 6 verse 11.
还有提摩太前书第六章第十一节。
But if I put all these passages and this list together and lump them together, there are a lot of similarity about all of this. But some was mentioned and one did not mention the other. But if I put them all together, it will come up with the following virtues.
但是我如果把这些经节把它总合在一起，我们就看到一个重要的特性。
And I read through them, I give Yifan, you know, the privilege of knowing ahead of time, so she should be able to read up in his mind on Chinese too. So I'm going to read through the Chinese description of this virtue. Humility, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, faithfulness, self-control, bearing with one another, forgiveness, perseverance, compassion, and then to the point of having peace and joy. And as Colossians 3:14 said today, all this virtue, when it comes to the ultimate level, we will be able to give us perfect unity.
所以，刚刚长老讲的就是说，我们要谦虚、忍耐、恩慈、忍耐、和平，就是加拉太书第五章这边所讲的，仁爱、喜乐、和平、忍耐、恩慈、良善、信实、温柔、节制等等，这些到最后呢，就是终结到。就是我们今天所提的，所读的哥罗西书第三章十四节所讲的，就是联络全德，爱心就是联络全德。
But interestingly, in all of those lists, love was listed as one of the elements.
所以在这些一切，爱就是这个所有包含在里面的。
So I have no question that.Because of this kind of sacrificial love, all this virtue will become a natural outflow of this kind of love.
所以，如果我们有这个牺牲性的爱，那么所有刚刚提的这些美德呢，就会变成自然的结果。
The second S, I call it sincerity.
第二个 S 就是诚恳。
I believe this represents relational integrity and honesty.
诚恳呢，就是代表了关系里面的一种完全性以及一种诚实性。
They are the opposite of hypocrisy.
这个跟虚伪是相反的。
You know, when Christ was on this earth, he emphasized a lot about this using the Pharisees as an example.
当基督在世的时候，他用法利赛人当作这个虚伪的一个例子。
So during his ministry, he frequently point to the way that the Pharisee behave and their lifestyle.
所以当他在世的时候，他常常在是传道的时候，他常常指责这些法利赛人是虚伪的一个代表。
He even expressed to the extreme degree and say that.They were real attractive on the outside, but they were rotten in the inside.
他甚至提到这些法利赛人，他们表面上是很完美的，但是他们心里面却是腐烂的。
So what does that mean for us to learn by studying that?
所以我们从这里能够学到什么呢？
I would say that, you know, personally, I would certainly feel that what aConsciously and unconsciously, our lifestyle can be hypocritical.
但是我要说的是，有意无意之间，我们的生活形态很多时候是有一点虚伪的。
It requires humbling in front of God and reflecting our own life to know where we went wrong.
我们需要完全的谦虚，在神的面前谦虚下来，才知道。我们从哪里犯了错
？And sometimes it's somebody else point out to us because we were unconscious of what we are doing that that is not the way to practice a Christian faith.
有的时候我们自己甚至不知道我们在做什么，一直等到别人告诉我们。
You know, effective Christian leadership basically requires a life of transparency.
一个有效的这个基督徒的。的这个领导者需要一个透明的这个生活。
To be a good model requires one to set a good example by practicing what we preach.
要做一个好的 好的例子，我们需要能够啊，我们所说跟我们所做的必须要一致。
And we all agree that is very difficult.
但是这是非常困难的。
And we fail many times.
很多时候我们在这一点上面。
But that is our goal. This is what the Bible wants us to try to do with God's help. Is try to be honest and try to be transparent in our life.
但是神要我们啊彼此诚实，要我们能够互相啊能够啊透明。
I use the word sincerity to describe this kind of mindset.
我用这个字 sincerity 来描述这个心态。
For how else can you resolve conflict among us, among family, among friends and church?
因为如果不是彼此诚恳的相待，我们如何能够啊解决我们中间的啊冲突呢？
If we are not sincere,
如果我们不诚恳。我们就不能，如果我们不诚对我们彼此以诚心相待，那么我们就没有办法解决我们中间的冲突。
It requires a lot of humility.
这需要许多的谦虚。
We need to put our pride away.
我们必须把我们的骄傲放下来。
You know, when Christ first came out to preach, the first ministry, in his first ministry, he talked about the eight.Again, this is the eight now, but eight beatitudes.
当耶稣基督第一次教训的时候，他在登山宝训里面提到八德。
I believe this mindset, this feeling of sincerity, permeates all these beatitudes that he talked about.
所以这个诚恳呢，在这八德里面就到处流露。
So with humility and with our pride aside, we are more willing.Be able to work with others. And we are, so we won't be in a situation where we prejudge others.
所以我们如果能够谦虚，把我们的骄傲放下来，我们能够彼此诚实，那么我们就不会随便的互相论断。
Not only that, I think we will avoid a lot of unnecessary of gossiping behind people's back.
而且我们也会阻止许多的这个不必要的背后的流言。
So I feel that the 62nd characteristic of sincerity is also very important for the church community to learn.
我觉得这个诚恳也是非常重要的。
The third S is spirituality.
第三个就是灵性。
Well, how do you define spirituality?
我们如何对灵性下一个定义呢？
How can you say, oh, you are more spiritual, you are less spiritual.
我们如何指责甲说你比较有灵命，指责乙说你比较没有灵命？
I would say that spirituality is between God and the individual believer.
其实一个人灵命的程度是人跟那个人之间的关系。
It's not up to anyone of us to judge.
而不是由我们别人来判断的。
Because the Bible says God sees our heart, God doesn't see our performance.
因为圣经告诉我们，神看到我们心里面，而不是看外表。
So the more intimacy, the closer we get to the heart of God, and relating to Him, and I believe that is the process to determine how spiritual we are.
所以一个人如果跟神中间有更接近的关系，那么他的灵命很自然的，就是。
But you know, that is also the most difficult part, and I can feel my own life over my years.
那但是这个也是很困难的，我自己也知道在这方面我有许多的缺失。
Because how can you know and get close to somebody and get intimate with somebody unless you spend a lot of time with somebody?
因为除非你能够花很多时间跟这个人，你没有办法。如果你没有办法花很多时间跟精力精神与这个人相处，你是没有办法跟这个人亲近的。
We have that example in marriage itself.
就像婚姻一样。
Would you marry somebody you met the first time without knowing anybody or anything else about this person?
你会 一见钟情就跟一个人结婚吗？
If you do, I believe this is the third degree of love that
you base on. 如果你这样子的话呢，也许就是第三种的爱。
And then you could get to another point when you know that person better and you have the second degree of love, the philia.
我相信我们要选对象，我们一定都是要花一点时间互相了解。
But the true type of love can work beyond the philia to the agape type of love.
但是一个真正的爱是要超越这个第二种的爱，这个philia的爱。
But you know, the agape type of love in a marriage is what holds a marriage together.
但是其实就是这个agape 这种最高层次的爱才能够把一个婚姻
在一起。 Why? Because at that level, you think more about your mate than yourself.
因为只有在那个层次，你所想的，你会想到你的对方比想到自己好多。
So this spirituality and the spiritual sense also mean that the more we know our God, the closer we get to Him, the more we really love Him.
所以我们跟神越接近，我们就是就更真的爱神。
And if you love a person to that extent, you want to do what that person expects you or want you to do.
如果你爱神爱到一个程度，或者爱人爱到一个那个程度，你就会甘心愿意的做神或者那个人要你所做的。
And so I believe that is what determines the spirituality of a person.
我相信这就是灵性的一种定义，灵命的一种定义。
But how can he improve on that spirituality?
但是我们如何在灵命上面成长呢？
You cannot just come to church once a week and be able to do that.
我们如果只是一个礼拜来教会一次，我们没有办法。
We have to get close to God, reading His word, praying to Him.
我们必须经常的读经祷告。
And that's why it is so difficult for Christians to improve and be spiritual if that person doesn't make effort to get close to God.
所以一个基督徒如果没有花时间精力来读经祷告，那么就很难跟神有密切的关系。
But you know, one person affects the life of another.
但是一个人生命会影响另外一个人生命。
We have heard the phrase, no man is an island.
我们听过这个这个成语说，没有一个人能够独居在一个海岛上，没有一个人是一个独自的海岛，独立的海岛。
Unless everybody is a Robinson Crusoe in his own or her own island.
除非每个人都是这个鲁滨逊一样。
We have to relate people around us in family.
我们跟周边的人都必须要有关联。
How we live our life, what kind of faith we have.What kind of expectation of life? We all influence one another.
我们怎么样子过我们的生活，怎么样子行事为人，我们都彼此影响。
So in a way, we can say that you know, in a church community, individual, how the individual's situation will also affect the whole community.
所以在教会里面，一个人的行事为人。很有可能的就会影响到其他的。
And that is why this close relationship, this close concern with one another can be built up with individuals themselves have this kind of relationship with God.
所以这种个人的灵性就可以彼此建立在教会里面，让我们跟神有更亲密的关系。
That we cannot emphasize anymore in terms of personal devotion between ourselves and God.
所以我觉得个人的灵修实在是非常重要。
Now to change the tone a little bit, I'm go to the fourth S.
第四个 S 呢？
This one I believe is not so much of a more individual personal thing, but more as a community thing.
第四点呢？是比较不是独立的，而是整个社区的这种关系。
That is concerning the style of worship.
这就是敬拜的形式。
Especially in this 21st century.
尤其在这个21世纪。
When we can hold on to the Bible, as Christ said, If you worship God, you should worship in spirit and in truth.
我们从圣经的教导，我们知道要用心灵和诚实来敬拜神。
But how you do that can be varied in many different ways.
但是用心灵和诚实来敬拜，可以有许多不同的形式。用心灵和诚实来敬拜。
Because if we look back at church history, we know that the kind of worship of the first century versus the 21st century now is entirely different.
如果你看教会的历史，你知道在第一世纪敬拜的方法跟现在敬拜的方法有很多的不一样。
It is true that style worship itself is not that important as you have the heart for the worship.
其实我们了解敬拜的形式跟敬拜的心比起来。敬拜的心是更重要的。
But we are all human. We also need to have the style to encourage us to get engaged.
但是我们都是人，所以我们需要有一些外表的外在的力量来帮助我们能够更敬拜神。
For example, you know, in terms of music worship.
也许我可以用音乐来做例子。
How many churches do you think today still use the Gregorian chant? Sing the music.
你们知道现在还有哪一个教会用这种古老的这个念经的形式 来敬拜的？
Years ago, when I was in college, we attend different churches, and I know there is one denomination who not use any musical instrument.
当长老年轻的时候，他以前在曾经参加过一个教会，他们不用任何的音乐来敬拜。
那这一个很这一个这派的教会，
有这个派的教会。
They think it is they think it is worldly to use musical instrument in worship.
因为他们觉得用音乐的其他音乐的形式来敬拜是太过分的俗世。
Of course, they practice also no lipstick and no facial powder, no eyelashes, that kind of thing.
所以他们那一派的女人也不化妆的。
But of course, change. Time has changed.
但是时代已经改变了。
We get to the point now, especially the G2 generation, they like to have beats and drums in their worship.
但是新的一代喜欢有这个节奏。
Is it wrong? Is that wrong?
有节奏，但是这是错的吗？
Well, I would say that it depends on the balance.
其实就是看你如何平衡了。
Some old folks in the 80s and 90s sitting in church, they cannot stand those young kids with that kind of music in church.
但因为有一些教会里面八九十岁的老人坐在前面，他们实在忍受不了这种年轻人的这种 rock music.
If young people on the other side was bored to death with the Gregorian type of singing.
但是年轻人却觉得这个传统的诗歌太古板。
You know, music is really bring out your feeling and your sense of worship. That's why music is a very important element in church.
但是音乐实在是很重要，因为音乐可以把我们敬拜的心带出来。
But in this century, we also have to be sensitive to the need of our congregation.
但是在目前的社会，我们也必须对教会的成员、教会友。
That's why, you know, this element of the style of music is an important part of church health and church growth.
所以音乐跟敬拜的形式是健康教会的一个重要的地方。
Some churches will not make compromise, make balance, will end up a church full of old people.
有的教会不愿意做调整，所以他们教会
A church will never grow. You should die it out because they're not going to live forever.
都是老人，那这些老人就一个一个死掉。
But anyway, there's one way to show that we have to flow in a way, not secularly, but to flow with the need of the culture and the demand of the time.
所以我们必须我们不是为了顺应时代的潮流，而是我们必须注重教会会有的需要。
So should we only have traditional music or should we have contemporary music?
所以我们是要传统的音乐呢，还是我们要现代的音乐来敬拜？
Should we only have vocal music, especially the monotonal music, Or should we also have instrumental accompaniment to make it more lively?
所以我们要用单调的这个诗歌来敬拜呢，还是我们也要有乐器来帮助我们敬拜？
I only mention this for your stimulation and for your thinking, because I don't know for sure where the balance is best for our church at this time.
其实我提到这一点，我并没有一个明确的答案，因为我不知道在哪里找到一个平衡点。但是我希望大家可以为这件事情祷告思想。
It's up to you to decide.
你可以决定什么样子的。
Move on to serve God in this.
当我们往前走的时候，你可以思考什么样子的敬拜形式，对你最有帮助。
Okay, we come to the fifth S.
第五个 S.
Fifth S, I call it supplication.
就是哀求。
As you know, supplication refers to a humble request and petition about your concern. And of course, the object is we do that to God.
就是谦虚地来到神的面前，向神诉求。
So supplication is a meaningful, sincere, down-to-earth type of prayer.
是一个很诚恳的祈祷。
We all know that prayers are very important in church.
我们知道祷告在教会里面是非常重要的。
A church without supportive prayer is just like a church in the desert without water.
如果一个教会没有祷告来支持，就像我们人在沙漠中没有水。
But then intercessive prayer can be done in individual, in a private way, or in a small group, or in a big setting like this.
但是祷告可以借着个人的祷告，在私底下的祷告，或者是团体的祷告，或者在众人面前的祷告。
In my own experience, I think that prayer is also a gift.
我觉得祷告的能力也是一种恩赐。
There are some people who are more gifted to express in prayer than others.
有的人在祷告方面有特别的恩赐。
There are some people who are more bold.In order to be able to pray in front of public.
有的人能够在众人面前祷告得很好。
But I would say that this is a learning process.
但是也是一种学习的过程。
But the most important thing, of course, individually, we need to have this close individual prayer to God.
但是我们每一个人都需要来到神的面前祷告。
Then we can move on to small group prayer.
然后我们也可以有小组的祷告。
And when you get to be bold enough, strong enough, then you can pray in public, expressing ourselves.
在人面前祷告的时候，也许你可以在众人面前祷告。
I have to say I'm still learning in this process.
我觉得我自己还在这方面还需要学习。
Still way behind because this is one of my weak areas.
因为这是我的缺点之一。
But why is supplication so important?
但是为什么？诉求有这么重要呢？
One of my feeling is that supplication is not just we go for a list of requests to God and just present it to God.
其实我们来到神的面前祷告诉求，不是只把一系列的东西讲给神听。
Because all prayers involve objects of prayer.
因为所有的祷告都要有一个目的。
And I think the most important thing about prayer is that you think about other people, your friend, your brother and sister, or somebody you know, their need and difficulty, you present them to God, ask God for help, and ask God for assistance.
我觉得更重要的是我们能够来到神的面前为别人祷告，为别人的需要来祷告，求神赐下恩典。
So the prayer is not an act, the prayer is a set of mind when you remember about others in need, about people that you thought about at the time.
所以祷告是一个心态，因为你用这种为别人着想的心态，为用爱别人的心态来向神诉求。
So supplication is very important for the healthy growth of the church.
所以祷告诉求当然在健康的教会里面是很重要的。
I would say that prayer is an attitude. It is not an act. It's an attitude.
所以祷告是一个心态，而不是只有行动。
Okay, the sixth S.
第六个 S.
the sharing of personal stories.
分享个人的故事。
You know, the Bible is full of narratives or stories about family people.
我们如果读圣经，我们知道圣经里面有许多故事的叙述。
And the Bible said, you know, the reason that the Bible recorded all those in detail sometime is because they said all those were written for you to know about so that they are for our admonition and for our edification.
圣经有这些故事记录下来，有些甚至有些地方很详细，就是要借着这些人的故事来教导，来督责。
So I agree and believe that members of a healthy church are the ones who are willing and who are anxious to share their own personal stories.
所以一个健康教会的会员会友会愿意彼此分享他们个人的故事。
Because that is how we can relate to ourselves, to ourselves and share our difficulty and encouraging one another.
因为借着这样子的分享，我们可以彼此担待。
Even the secular society, they do that.
即使在一个属世的社会里面也是这样子。
Because they have what they call support groups.
他们有所谓的support group.
They share together because they have the same kind of challenge difficulty in their area of life. They want to get together and share and encourage one another.
因为在这种小组里面，他们有同样的遭遇到同样的困难，他们彼此分享他们如何面对这样的困难。
There's a proverb that says, "Birds of the same feathers flock together."
他们有一个在箴言里面说，
那箴言 this is
a proverb. Oh, okay. 说这个
not Christian, not Bible proverb, but just the same general saying.
有同样种类的毛的鸟，他们 what do they do? They get together. 同样种类的毛 well, you know what it means.
Yeah. So that's why people can use this kind of setting to discourage one another. So, you know, it's very in time of need and in time, particularly in time of despair.
所以我们可以透过这样子的小组的聚会能够彼此支持。
And I believe that personal stories are very important in sharing.
我相信每个人他的生活的故事。
That is how we can share with each other about faith in God.
我们透过分享我们生命的故事，生活的故事，我们可以分享我们跟神的关系。
Without personal story, we will not be able to share our faith with other people.
因为如果不是这样做，我们很难跟人分享我们的信仰。
This is even more important than a one-to-one basis.
其实这个比一对一的这种对谈还要更重要。
Because when we somebody in need, when we somebody in difficulty, struggling in their life, especially when you have gone through some of the struggle yourself, you can share them.
当你看到有人受到面对问题的时候，尤其如果你曾经经过类似的问题，你可以帮助他。
And I believe this is also, of course, important in personal evangelism and outreach.
这个对个人布道也是非常重要的。
And it's also important in the church, not only involving adults, but even infants or youth and teens, if they can share their story, who encourage one another.
这个在教会里面当然不管是在成人在儿童的事工上面都是重要的。
I mean, this process will help us to relate to one another to grow and develop.
所以这个可以帮助我们互相之间的关系能够更为密切。
I believe with this kind of mindset and attitude is strong enough, it will give us a shot, give us an immunity to the attack of the evil forces of this world.
如果我们在这方面做到很好的时候，我们可以就像有对外面的挑战有免疫。
You know, all the evil forces of this world is like many flu. swine flu around. You don't know when they're going to come.
你知道外面啊，这种恶势力的这种挑战呢，就像这种啊感冒一样。
They haven't developed a vaccine for it yet.
他们对现在对猪流感还没有。
But they already, I know they already starting hard on it. They already working hard on it.
但是他们已经啊拼命的在赶了。
But you know, personal story is just like developing this immunity against this attack from these evil forces.
但这个愿意啊彼此分享你个人的啊生活跟生命的故事，就像一个
build up a strong community in the church setting.
所以就像我们可以在啊教会里面啊建立一个很坚强的团契。有免疫力的团契。
And then it will be harder for the devil to attack us in different way of our life.
魔鬼就比较不容易来攻击我们。
The 7S is service.
第七个就是服侍。
As you know, with every one of us is a patron, and there's no cook, there won't be any food to eat.
我们知道，如果每一个人都是食客，那么就没有人可以，我们就没有东西吃了。
If every one of us sitting here today just doing what we are doing, nobody down in the kitchen preparing food, you won't have any lunch today.
如果没有人在厨房里面啊服侍我们，我们就没有东西吃了。
So the function of a church, you know, require a lot of mechanical support.
一个教会的功能需要有许多功能性的支持。
And we are there. We are thankful for dedicated family and people in.Different aspect of the church function.
我们很感谢啊，许多的弟兄姐妹在教会的各方面的事工上面的啊服侍。
But you know, effective service under this kind of situation require volunteerism.
但是啊，要能够在教会服侍，做有效的服侍呢，需要有这种愿意摆上的心态。
Require the contribution of individual in their time, in their talent, in their gifts, in their energy, and in their effort.
因为需要个人摆上他们的时间、精力、他们的恩赐，以及各方面的资源。
You know, they have a saying. They said, "Too many cooks spoil the broth."
他们说，如果有太多的厨师呢，这个汤就煮不好了。
That's because every cook insists how to cook this dish.
因为每一个厨师都会坚持说我要用一种特别的方法来煮。
But I would say on the opposite, the more workers we have, the more efficient the church can.
但是相反的，在教会里面，我们有更多的弟兄姐妹来服侍，这个教会就可能变得更兴旺。
You know, one of the difficulty is that frequently, people voice some destructive type of criticism.
但是呢，有的时候我们会遭遇到困难，因为有的人会有心无心的讲一些伤人的
Just like people who are eating the food say, "Wow, this is poorly prepared. It's tasteless and it's too salty. This one has no taste. Too sweet."
也许有人吃了什么东西，他说这个太咸了，没有味道。或者说没有味道。
I tell you, if you first get married, you start doing that the first few months, it's the end of your marriage.
那如果一个先生如果会挑剔的话，挑剔这食物，他太太所煮的东西的话，那么这个婚姻大概不能持久。
Because most housewives start learning after they get married, after they start learning how to cook, right?
因为大部分的太太都是结婚以后才学习如何煮菜的。
And the husband is a guinea pig.
或者是先生结婚以后才开始煮菜。
But more encouragement the husband is, the better the dish gets as time goes on.
但是如果先生能够更鼓励太太，
I think the church setting is like that. If you encourage people, because they've already volunteered, they already want to try to help. So if your encouragement, if your constructive type of criticism.You really build up the effectiveness of
在教会里面也是一样，如果你能够用建设性的方式来评断弟兄姐妹的服侍，那么他们的服侍就更为有效。
I want to move on to the last S.
最后的一个 S.
Stewardship.
就是管理。
The Bible said God loves a cheerful giver.
因为神喜悦啊，甘心乐意的啊奉献。
And he emphasized on the fact that it is more blessed to give than to receive.
因为给的重的比收的还要更得福。
Well, the background behind that is that if you don't have nothing to give, then of course you cannot give. So when you give, you have resources. So it's blessed if you have the resources that you can be able to give.
所以如果你能够施，那就是有福了。
But you know, practically speaking, generosity is not a natural virtue of a sinful man.
但是我们知道，慷慨不是一个一个我们罪人的一个自然的。
Because we are all selfish, we like to save the best for ourselves.
因为我们都是自私的，我们想把最好的留给自己。
But this is the kind of virtue we can develop that we can be more generous.
但是我们可以学习。
I have said that it is harder for some than others.
因为但是我相信对某些人比较容易，对其他人也许比较难。
Because of the way we were brought up, our environment, our culture, our family upbringing can change the mindset and the attitude of a person.
因为我们一个人成长的环境，我们的家庭背景不一样，所以我们会有不同的地方。
I would say that, you know, in this country, the second generation, the G2 level versus the older generation could be quite different in terms of this mindset.
我相信就是在这个国家里面新的一代跟上一代就有许多的不同。
You know, many of us came from the, our own country and we lived under significant amount of poverty when we were very young.
我们许多人都是从这个老的国度来的，那么我们成长的时候我们的家很穷。
So this conservation and this in order to survive is a very common kind of phenomenon for a lot of us moving to this country when we were young and now getting old.
所以我们会比较保守，会比较持守。
It's probably harder for us to be that generous.
所以也许对我们来讲我们要慷慨是比较困难的。
But then for the younger generation, they are under a lot of material and resources and so forth.
但是在年轻的一代，也许他们就不一样。
But in spite of that, the selfishness we make them think only about themselves and not other people.
但是即使年轻的一代，他们生活在比较富裕的环境，他们还是常常很自私的，只想到他们自己。
You see this kind of mindset even with our kids when they were young. When they were young, they fight for their toys, right?
甚至小孩子他们抢玩具。
Well, this is a natural human tendency too to be wanting things for yourself first.
因为这就是人类的本性。
So what I can say in this particular virtue is that for parents who know better, they need to teach their kid when they were real young to have this kind of mindset.This virtue of generous and sharing.
所以一个好的父母就在他们小孩子小的时候就教导他们必须要慷慨待人。
And for those of us who are older and hard to change, I pray that the Holy Spirit to give us this spirit of generosity, that we can develop this, especially within a church community.
但我们年纪比较大的比较难改变，我们就祈求神的圣灵能够改变他们。
So that we can be good model to our children because of children watching us.
让我们能够成我们子女的一个好的典范。
So if they see their parent having so concerned and love for this church community, they were so generous, ready to give different resources, they will, as they grow up, develop this kind of attitude and mindset also.
使得我们小孩子成长以后，他们能够对人更为慷慨。
So I'm talking not just on the monetary aspect.
但是我讲的不是只有金钱。
But different aspect of the service and upholding of the church community.
而是包括各方面的事情。
So this comes to the end of my sharing. I know I already went over time, but this is what I have in my mind and shared and encouraged myself and you. As we look forward to this year,to make this church a healthy church. So I'd like to, if you turn to the last page, And we say all together these eight S's. And I hope you can remember them after you left here. If you don't, keep the bulletin and try to remember this as you make a devotion and do things as to what this church will need to be a healthy church.
所以我希望各位分享, 希望大家能够记得我跟各位分享的这八点, 你们把, 你们打开这个,
So let us say again, number, what is the first S?
所以第一个S是什么? Sacrificial love.
Second S. Third S. The fourth S. The fifth S. The sixth S. The seventh S. And the eighth S. Shall we pray?
我们一起来祷告。
Dear Heavenly Father, we are so thankful because you bring us together.
前天父，我们感谢你，因为你把我们带在一起。
All of us have brokenness in our own life.
我们每个人的生活都有许多的破洞。
For we well know ourselves.
因为我们自己知道我们有许多的破洞。
We may not admit it in front of others.
也许我们不会在人面前承认。
But deep inside, you know our heart.
但是你知道我们心里面有许多的愁苦。
Lord, we have a lot of lessons to learn.
我们有许多的功课要学习。
No matter how old we are.
我们这些学习是 不会停止的。
Whether we are fast learner or slow learner.
不管我们是 快速的或者是慢速的学习。
But you told us you look only at our heart's attitude.
但是你只看我们的心，我们的心态。
So I pray that Holy Spirit will talk to each one of us.
求圣灵经常的与我们 谈话。
Where we fall short in our life.
如果我们 在生活上有缺失。
Help us and encourage.
求你帮助我们, 求你,
that we can be blessing to each other in our lives.
使得我们能够成为, 别人的祝福,
and as a church as a whole.
也让这个教会能够成为, 这个地方的祝福.
If you ask in Christ's name.
我们这样子祷告呢, 奉主耶稣基督的圣名来求。 Amen.
If I can just take a few more minutes at this time. My wife is in the back. Huh? Can we have Brian, Huang, and Jeffrey, will you come up?